Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Imagine getting this email. I would love to partner with you. What do you do? Now listen, I posted this the other day on Facebook and it caused a little bit of a stir because some individuals, you know, were thinking maybe I was trying to shame the person. I love these teachable moments because let me tell you what, I did everything wrong in the beginning. When I first started in business, I probably would have posted something like that to an individual. Why? Because I was maybe impressed with that person. Maybe I wanted to come more alongside that person. But here's what you have to remember. Anytime you're asking for a partnership or collaboration, what you're basically doing is you're going on a date with that person. I mean, you are essentially saying, will you go out with me? And I know back to middle school, you know, we used to say those things way back in the 80s and 90s. But here's the thing. You don't say, what do you do? It's 100% your responsibility as the one initiating the relationship to do your research. You are saying to the person who may partner with you, basically, I would love to offer value to you. Because that's what a partnership is. I would love to offer value to you. Therefore, here's how I think I can. That's a more effective type of initiation. Rather than, I'd love to partner with you, what do you do? Why? Because it comes off as lazy. It comes off as uninformed. These days, we have the internet at our fingertips. We can do the simple work. Most websites have an about page. Many people have a Wikipedia, or at least you can use Google. And when you come and say, look, I'd love to partner with you, what do you do? It comes off like you are not being thoughtful, like you're not willing to exert effort. And what that does to a person who at least has influence is it basically says, this relationship's going to take a ton of work because the person is not willing to do the homework. And listen, you may disagree and that's fine, but I would encourage you and challenge you to look at the results. The results that my clients get, because listen, a lot of them need endorsements for their book. And they need to approach influencers who have zero relationship with them. So how do you do that? How do you do an ask with someone that you have zero relationship with? Well, in Author Academy Elite, we have massive teaching on this. And it's very effective. We've had people get celebrities, artists, all kinds of high-powered individuals to endorse their book that have been complete strangers, but it's because they lead with value first. They come to the table. In fact, the shirts say it all, show up, filled up, and that's what they do. So I'm not put off by the question. I'm glad that it was a teachable moment, but I want to see you and me and others be effective in the marketplace when we need help, and therefore do the due diligence prior and understand how you can give to an influencer before you ask. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. If you need more help on this, especially as an author, go to carrieoberbrunner.com/book and get a free masterclass and you'll learn more about it. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.